Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show, the weekly local show that's all about, the only weekly local show anywhere that's all about the issues of aging. The only weekly show on KFBK that's all about the issues of aging for 20 years. Glad to have you with me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. I've been sitting in front of this microphone for 20 years talking about the issues of aging. And today, I want to talk about something I have never talked about on the radio before. I've come close. I've mentioned it in a glance, but I've never spent an entire show talking about this issue. And it's important. Those of you who get my newsletter, you already know what I'm going to talk about. If you don't get my newsletter, you should. You're going to need a pencil and paper because you're going to have to write things down today. If you're driving, don't you write things down. It's not necessary because you can always listen to my show after the fact. You don't have to just listen to it here. So go get a pencil and paper. Use your best pen. I always use a fountain pen, so use a fountain pen if you have one. That's my best pens. I've been using fountain pens my whole life. And get ready to be informed. Get ready to get information. Get ready to be amazed. Okay, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. A couple things we have to get out of the way right away. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want an attorney, contact one, preferably one that's worth a you-know-what. And there aren't many of them. Attorneys I thought were really good aren't. Attorneys that I thought really could do long-term care issues and elder issues can't. Other ones, it's really hard to find somebody, in my opinion. It really is hard to find somebody. And people that I have confidence in one minute, I don't have confidence in the next minute because it's just hard to find somebody. Just because somebody went to law school doesn't mean they understand senior issues. It's really hard to understand. I'll give you a couple examples in a minute from actual stuff off of websites about what I'm talking about. Remember, I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. I don't give tax advice. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County for 15 years. I've been licensed to do legal documents such as trust, powers of attorney, wills, those kinds of things. I am licensed by the state of California to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I'm a member of the legal document at CALDA, the California Association of Legal Document Assistants. In fact, I just paid my renewal dues and my bond and license are recorded in Sacramento County, California. There's a lot of people that have a cow over that, folks, but that's the way it goes. So make sure you have a pencil and paper because we're going to talk about something I've never talked about, and it's going to be the subject of my entire show today. And you're going to have the opportunity to come to one of four different workshops just to talk about this issue in the month of August. And I'll give you that information in a minute. But let me tell you why it's really hard to get good information. This is something I just got off of a website a couple days ago. And it was dated in 2019. I got this 2 days ago, 3 days ago. And it says, it's an article on Medi-Cal. And it says, the federal and state law mandate the recovery of assets. By the way, this will be on my Facebook page soon. If you haven't read my Facebook, if you don't go to Facebook, you can go to my Facebook page by going to my website or going directly to assetsandaging/Facebook. You can always go to my website, folks. You can listen to this radio show on my website. You can listen to my archived radio shows. You can become a subscription member. You can listen to my podcast. You can get access to 25 videos on my website, which is assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for workshops on assetsandaging.com. but I'm actually going to be talking about this on my Facebook page. The federal and state law mandate the recovery of assets from an estate of the deceased for Medi-Cal benefits received while in a skilled nursing home and for Medi-Cal benefits received after age 55. That is not true. That sentence is not true. Yet it's on a website talking about Medi-Cal. But it's not true. Only a probate estate, not the estate of, a probate estate. And that's been the law since 2017. This article was written in 2019. This is why people are afraid. I'm going to read some other stuff from this. Please understand that your home may be exempt for Medi-Cal eligibility analysis, but it is not exempt for Medi-Cal recovery. That is not a true statement. Your home is irrelevant when it comes to recovery unless there's a probate. Period. I keep reading. Assets left in a Medi-Cal participant's name at the time of death will be subject to Medi-Cal recovery. Therefore, if you own a home and it is under your name and you were using Medi-Cal when then your house is fair game for Medi-Cal to come after your home. That is absolutely not a true statement. Yet it's on a website that somebody who goes and tries to get is scared about losing their home. Pardon me, I'm getting exercised. I have to calm down. Take a deep breath. Tranquilo, Bob. This stuff just drives me nuts, folks. This is why people, when they come to me, don't believe me, because they've read stuff on the internet that says this kind of stuff. You cannot escape Medi-Cal recovery if the grant deed to the house is in your name, in your revocable trust, joint tenancy, or tenancy in common. That statement is completely untrue. You do not have to be afraid of Medi-Cal recovery. If you ever wind up with a Medi-Cal recovery, your advisor was an idiot. If you ever wind up in a probate, your advisor was an idiot. But I just read this a couple days ago. I always am perusing for it. I get Google alerts. And one of my Google alerts is Medi-Cal. Anytime Medi-Cal's in an article, I get a Google alert. Here's another one. Most individuals and middle-class families have to deplete their assets, life savings, and family home just to avoid the recurring high cost of long-term medical care event for someone they love. That's not true. That's not true. And I mean, with effective nursing home and Medicaid planning, anybody in California who uses the term Medicaid planning doesn't know what they're talking about, because we don't do Medicaid, we do Medi-Cal, which is Medicaid, but they use the word Medicaid in other states, not in California. In California, somebody talking about that would use the term Medi-Cal, but this person has written with effective nursing home and Medicaid planning. We can make sure that your care is paid for by the government. No, it's health care, folks. Medi-Cal is health care. 13 million people are on Medi-Cal in California for health care. It is a health care program. I don't know what to tell you. This stuff is everywhere. It's everywhere. I read one place that they claim to have done 1,000 Medi-Cal cases when I know, in fact, they haven't. So let's talk about what the truth really is. And let's talk about what the real issues really are when it comes to long-term care planning. The real issues are it's expensive. The real issues are there's help. I just got off the phone before I started the show with someone who was in my office about, a month ago. They came to one of my workshops about a month ago. And then they came in and we started talking. And he's eligible for Agent Orange benefits. And they've now gone to the VA and they've started the process for getting him Agent Orange benefits. But three other people told him he wasn't eligible for Agent Orange benefits. I've heard people say they tested my blood and there was no evidence of Agent Orange in my blood. There's no blood test for Agent Orange. If you're a vet, do you know about household benefits? Did you know that the VA, aside from everything else, will pay for up to 4 hours a day of care? Yay. Did you know about that? Or did somebody tell you there's no such thing? Yes, there is. Did you know about aid in attendance? You know the rules have changed, but you know there's still a lot of people who qualify for aid in attendance to get the VA to help pay for home care or assisted living. It could be a couple $1,000s a month, tax-free. I think that's pretty good. Agent Orange could be many thousands of dollars a month, tax-free. Plus, it comes with 100% service-connected disability, which gets you access to all kinds of other free medical care. So all the naysayers who are talking about you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do this and you can't do that are just not telling you the truth. There's almost nothing you can't do if you're talking to the right person. And right now you're listening to the right person. I never tell people what they can't do. I tell people what they can do. Then they choose to do it or not do it. You can protect what you've worked a lifetime for. You can qualify for Medi-Cal or VA benefits. You can do those kinds of things. There is IHSS, which is in-home Medi-Cal. There is PACE, which is adult daycare for people with Alzheimer's. There is household benefits. There are all kinds of things that are available if somebody really wants to do it. There are people qualified. I'm not one of them. But there are people qualified to help you with VA benefits. And by the way, somebody talk to the local VSO and the Sacramento County and get them to approve the local Veterans Service Office. Please, somebody. Somebody talk to a city county supervisor somewhere and get them to take care of it. What I really want to talk about today is how important this subject is. And I want to talk about it. If you got my last newsletter, if you don't get my newsletter, you should go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. I want you to write the following dates down. Again, if you're driving, don't write them down. And I want you to put them aside somewhere, and I want you to hang on to them. The dates are Saturday, August the 17th, the first one is Saturday, August the 10th, then Saturday, August the 17th, and then Monday, August the 19th. And what I'm going to talk about for the next 40 minutes or so is long-term care as a women's issue. The title of my newsletter, and I'm getting ready to do a video on this. We're actually going to put a video up on Facebook, and I'm going to put a video up for those of you who are members. So if you're not a subscription member, you should be, because I'm going to put a video up on this issue because it's so important. Women's long-term care should be the number one issue for women in America. I'm going to read some of this from my newsletter because I put in this newsletter when I printed it out is what, 1, 2, 3, 4 pages long, 5 pages long. 5 pages long. And if you have the newsletter, dig it out and look at it while I'm talking here. I want you to consider some of the following information and statistics. Now remember, I think it was Mark Twain said, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics. Well, I'm going to give you some statistics. You take them for what they're meant for. They come from impeccable sources. And the first thing I want you to know is I'm going to give you sources dealing with caregivers. When I talk about caregivers today, I'm not talking about the guy or girl or woman that you pay $25 an hour for who comes in and takes care of dad. I'm talking about informal caregivers. I'm talking about family members. I'm talking about a spouse taking care of another spouse, a daughter taking care of her mother, a granddaughter taking care of her grandpa or her dad. So when I talk about caregivers today, that's what I'm talking about. One in six. Now, I want you to listen to these statistics, and the reason they're important is because they primarily impact women. Some of these statistics are going to blow you away, and you're not going to believe, but I can give you the sources if you ever want them. One in six caregivers provides 40 hours or more of care per week. Again, that's unpaid care. One in six caregivers, family members, provide 40 hours or more of care per week. That's a full-time job. That could be a spouse taking care of a spouse. It could be somebody taking care of their mother, somebody taking care of their dad. But one in six of those people spends 40 hours a week or more. And guess primarily which sex it is. The percentage of adult children providing care for their parents has more than tripled in the last 15 years. We now have a 45-year-old, 50-year-old people taking care of both their kids and or grandkids and their parents or their grandparents while trying to hold down a job. Currently, approximately one out of every four adult children provides care to a parent with some regularity. That's unpaid care. There's more. There's a lot more we're going to go over. I want you just to absorb this. And if you're a woman listening to this, I want you to really absorb it. Husbands tend to slough this stuff off because men are like, well, it's not going to happen to me. I don't have to care about it. I don't care about that stuff because it's not going to happen to me because I'm tough. And it's not, John Wayne, this has never happened to John Wayne. Actually, it did. Among caregivers who had to change their work schedule, now listen to this statistic. This one blew me away, and it's 2 or 3 years out of date, so the number is going to be out of date. Among caregivers who had to change their work schedule or professional situation to accommodate their caregiving, one study estimates a median total of $240,000 in lost wages over their lifetime. 70% of caregivers report making work accommodations to provide care for someone they love, a parent, a grandparent, a spouse. 53% of caregivers report missing out on time with their friends and family. A lot of people, I remember a client several years ago. She was in the real estate business, and she lived in Southern California, and she had to come up here to take care of her mom. And she came up here and took care of her mom, but what she lost out on was almost $500,000 of income over the 3 years that she took care of her mom. So not only did she have the cost of taking care of her mom, she loved her mom, but she didn't make any income for 3 years, and after her mother died and she went back, she didn't get the same job she had before. She got a job at less income. That is not an uncommon scenario. And again, when we get to the statistics about who the caregivers are, you will see that this disproportionately impacts women. This should be the number one women's issue in America. And it's not spoken of. It's going to be spoken of here today. And you should tell everybody about it. You should wake somebody up, and you should tell them to listen to this program on my website, because it's already on my website. When you're listening to this show on the radio, it's already on my website. I want to read some more statistics. Volunteer caregivers are at risk of losing their Social Security benefits if they've been out of the workforce long enough. A lot of people are working. They're building Social Security hours. They then take 3, 4, 5 years off to take care of their kids or something. And then they take 3, 4, 5 years off to take care of their parents. And so they lose Social Security benefits because Social Security benefits are based on your highest earning years and other things and time and quarters and all that stuff. So people wind up losing Social Security benefits because of time spent taking care of a parent. Many volunteer caregivers are older individuals themselves, and the strain of caregiving often results in accelerated deterioration of the caregiver's health. 1/3 of the well spouses die first taking care of someone with dementia. In 1/3 of the cases, I'll say it again, the well spouse dies first. Now who takes care of the ill spouse? Now here comes the kids, here comes the grandkids, here comes the nursing home, here comes whatever, and everybody's running around like chickens with their heads cut off because it was going to be mom or dad. Every caregiver I have ever talked to has one thing in common. Every caregiver, whether it's a husband, a wife, a daughter, a granddaughter, every single one of them has one thing in common. They are completely, totally exhausted. It has nothing to do with love. They love their mom. They love their dad. They love their spouse. They are completely, totally exhausted. If you have never taken care of someone with dementia, you cannot imagine. You cannot imagine how hard it is. Now, remember those dates I gave you. And then we're going to talk about this more in the second half hour. On Saturday, August the 10th, that's this coming week, I will be doing a workshop in my office for men and women on the subject of long-term care planning and Medi-Cal planning, and how to plan for a loved one. Then I'm going to do something unique. And you can get all this information by calling me or going to my website. My phone number is 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You should be writing it down. On Saturday, August 17th, I'm going to do two workshops, one at 10 and one at 11:15. And then on Monday, August the 19th at 6 o'clock, those three workshops are for women only. I've never done this before. I decided to do it. Those three workshops, the one on August the 10th is for everybody. It's limited to 12 people. By the way, all these are limited to 12 people. The ones on Saturday the 17th and Monday the 19th are for women only. Mothers and daughters, sisters taking care of a parent, granddaughters taking care of a parent. They need to understand what they're getting into and what's going to happen and how it's going to work out. In a minute, we're going to talk about that most people alone are women as they age. We haven't even gotten to that yet. So I'm going to be doing one workshop on the 10th that both men and women can come to, and we're going to talk about all these issues. And then on the 17th and the 19th of August, I'll be doing workshops just for women. I think that's amazing that there aren't more people talking about this. And here I am, a guy, and I'm the one talking about this. So Saturday, August the 17th at 10 and 11:15, and Monday, August the 19th at 6 o'clock for women only. Limited to 10 people, 12 people. They're going to be in my office in Sacramento. I want wives to come. I want mothers to come. I want daughters to come. I want grandchildren, granddaughters to come, because primarily women are going to be the caregivers. It's just the way it is. You can pretend it's not that way, but it's the way it is. And I'm here to tell you, in my 30, 35 years of doing this, women are not prepared for what's going to happen when they become caregivers. They take the responsibility and they'll do it. Not all of them, but most of them. But they are not prepared for what's coming. The health loss, the monetary loss, the time with family loss, the time demands, the social isolation that comes. I'm sorry, I can't go out to lunch with you. I got to go take care of mom. I'm sorry, I can't go out for the weekend. I have to take care of dad. Or I have to take care of my spouse. I'd love to go to the book club, but I can't because I have to take care of my husband who has dementia. The social isolation, the psychological isolation that comes with this is staggering, and we're going to talk about that. So those three workshops are for women only. On August 17th at 10 o'clock, on August 17th at 11:15, they'll last 1 hour each. They're separate, same workshop, not a part A and part B. And then Monday at 6 o'clock in the evening, women only. You should be on the phone during the break signing up or going to my website, assetsandaging.com, signing up. And men and women should be signing up for the workshop on the 10th. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Call during the break and get signed up. When I come back, I'm going to talk more about this. Caregiving is a woman's issue. But take the time during the break. 800-999-8007. I'll be back here in just a second, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go away. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm Bob Scrivano. Today we're talking about the women's issue no one talks about, and it's huge. And that women's issue is caregiving, as for an older person, a parent, a spouse, whatever. And I've been going through some statistics, and I've said that on the 17th and 19th, I'll be doing workshops for women only. I'll give you more information on that in a little while. I'll also be doing a workshop on these issues on the 10th of August. That one men and women can come to, but the workshops on the 17th and 19th are for women only. Maybe no one's going to come. Maybe someone is going to be brave enough to come and understand that long-term caregiving, unpaid from a family member, is primarily a women's issue. Most caregivers are women. Most people being taken care of are women. And we're going to talk about that a little bit here. I want to give you, and by the way, you can reach me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, you can reach me, and everything we talk about here is my opinion only. You can reach me at my office, which is 800, even though it's Sacramento, it's an 800 number. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Okay, I'm going to give you some more stats. We've talked about the cost financially to caregivers. We've talked about stress. We've talked about social and psychological, the amount of depression in caregivers. I have a blog somewhere on depression in caregivers. It's remarkable what happens to somebody when they wind up. And again, people say, but I love my mom. I love my dad. I love my spouse. That's got nothing to do with it. Love has nothing to do with it. If you didn't love them, it would be easy because you just put them out on the corner. But because you love them, you stick with it. And it's unbelievably, almost impossibly hard to do. If you've never taken care of someone with dementia, you cannot imagine how hard it is to do. Right now, there are women and men in the audience who are crying. I can tell you right now there are. Because they're doing this right now, and they are exhausted. You can't imagine. And people leave you. When Fred Gull starts going a little goofy and mom's taking care of him, the friends disappear. The neighbors disappear because Fred does weird stuff. And they don't want to be around. And so mom now becomes completely isolated, trying to take care of dad, or vice versa. Dad becomes completely isolated trying to take care of mom because mom does weird stuff. Like mom goes outside and goes to the bathroom in the front yard because she doesn't know where the bathroom is. You think that hasn't happened? Yes, it's happened. Mom digs up all the neighbor's plants because she thinks that they're hers. If you don't think that's happened, that has happened. You can't begin to imagine what happens. So let me read you a few more statistics. More than 70% of all nursing home residents in the United States are women. Let that sink in for a minute. And yet this is not a women's issue. 2/3 of all long-term care recipients are women. That would include assisted living, home care, boarding care, are women. Are women. 2/3 of all long-term care recipients are women. If you haven't let, if that hasn't sunk in yet, you're not paying attention. If you're a woman, you should be really concerned by this point. You should be interested by this point. You should be paying attention by this point. If you're a daughter taking care of a mom or a granddaughter taking care of a grandma, you should be paying attention at this point. Among individuals 75 or older, women are 60% more likely to need some level of long-term care than men. It's a women's issue. Almost 70% of women 75 or older are widowed, divorced, or never married, versus 30% of men. Most women 75 or over, when they sit at the kitchen table in the morning, are looking across at an empty chair. Less than half of all men, only about 30% of men, are looking across the table at an empty chair at 75. Just let that sink in for a minute. The odds are very high that at 75 or older, if you're a woman, you will be alone. That doesn't mean you will be. It means there's a really high probability that you will be. What specific plans are you making to deal with that? You know, when people come to my workshop, the very first two questions I ask them are, who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? So if you know that there's a really good chance that you're going to be alone, the very first question should be, if I can't take care of me, who's going to take care of me? Not who's the trustee of my trust. Who's going to take care of me? Who is it that's going to come and take care of me? Who's going to make sure I have food in the house? Who's going to make sure I get my meds and I get to my doctor's appointments? Who's going to make sure I'm okay? Who's it going to be? And have we empowered that person to do what we need them to do? 48% of women 75 or older are living alone. They're living alone. I don't know what to tell you. They're living alone. Over 70% of people in care facilities of any kind are female. Women have longer life expectancies than men, tend to outlive their spouses, and generally have less access to retirement savings, pensions, etc. Okay, so most people needing care are women. And what happens to women when their husbands die? Financially. Well, let's assume that the husband needed no care, because if the husband needed care, we've used up a lot of money, haven't we? We've used up a lot of money. But let's assume dad didn't need any care. But still, financially, what usually happens to mom's income? On average, it goes down by 30 to 40%. We're going to lose one Social Security check, and quite often, because of that age, the pension belonged to dad, and the pension is gone, and all of a sudden mom and dad were cooking along on $3,500 a month, and all of a sudden mom is living on $1,800 a month, and nobody can figure out what happened. Do you think that would have an impact on mom's ability to care for herself? And again, I'm making the assumption that dad didn't need any care. We didn't spend any of the nest egg on taking care of dad. 60% of all unpaid caregivers in the United States are women. 60% of all unpaid caregivers in the United States are women. Again, I'm not talking about the people that work in the industry. Most care, it's in the billions of dollars worth of care. It's estimated that the aggregate amount of unpaid care provided by women in the United States is somewhere between $150 and $200 billion a year. That's the value of the care provided by unpaid caregivers in the United States. Estimates indicate that almost 20% of all working women in the United States are also family caregivers. They're taking care of mom or dad, or grandma or grandpa. About one out of every five women working in the United States, in addition to their kids, is taking care of somebody else. Their aunt, their grandma, whoever. Do you think there's a physical, emotional, and financial cost in doing that? Is it done willingly and lovingly? Yes. But nobody talks about what really is going to come. There's no plans for that. With longevity comes long-term care. An 80-year-old woman, her life expectancy is 9 years. Stop and think about that for a minute. If you live to 80, you're going to live on average another 9 years. I mean, just let that sink in for a while. Not all of those years, they might not all be healthy ones. With longevity doesn't necessarily come better health, just comes living longer. Don't make the two the same, that I'm going to live with the same quality of life at 90 that I had at 60 or 65 or 70. It doesn't work that way. We all develop problems. We develop knee problems. We develop shoulder problems, joint problems. You ever hear of something called frozen shoulder? You ought to find out what it is. We develop arthritis. We develop an idiopathic neuropathy. We develop bladder problems. We develop all skin problems. We develop hearing problems. We develop, you name it. So to believe that somehow we're going to escape the issues of aging, and to then understand that that's going to impact women disproportionately, it becomes a women's issue. But where have you ever heard anybody talk about it for an hour before? Where have you ever heard of anybody doing a workshop on this subject? 2/3 of all family members. Oh, one other thing I wanted to read. The average caregiver is a 49-year-old woman. In the middle of her life, in the best time of her life, her kids are grown, the average caregiver for an older person is 49 years old. The average caregiver provides 20 hours per week of unpaid care to a parent. That could be things like paying the checks, taking somebody, or the bills, taking somebody, taking the mail to the post office, taking somebody to the doctor, making sure prescriptions are done, taking care of hygiene issues, taking care of doing the laundry because mom can't do the laundry, taking care of cooking because mom can't cook anymore, dad can't cook anymore. 2/3 of all family members who are providing care to another family member are female. 57% of family member caregivers are still in the workforce despite their long hours of caregiving. 25% of caregivers are also providing financial support to their aging parents. On top of taking time off from work, taking time off just to take care of mom and dad, 25% are also providing financial assistance. In today's world, it's really hard for somebody to live on $1,200 a month of Social Security. It's hard to live on $2,000 a month. It's hard to live on $3,000 a month sometimes. Depending on where you live, you could pay $2,500 a month for an apartment that's, a couple hundred square, 300 square feet. 44% of female caregivers report high levels of physical strain or emotional stress as a result of caregiving. I said earlier on, every caregiver I've ever met, male, female, taking care of mom, dad, spouse, are exhausted. A lot of them are depressed. A lot of caregivers take drugs to sleep. or to help with anxiety. Not mom taking drugs, the caregivers taking drugs to help with anxiety or to sleep. If you don't believe me, there's tons of information out there on this stuff, folks. This is not new. It has been going on for years. Years ago, MetLife had something called, it was either the MetLife Institute or MetLife something, and they tracked all this stuff, and they stopped doing it, I think, because nobody was reading it. They did an amazing job at this stuff. Nobody really does this anymore. You know, you can get the magazine from AARP, and it'll tell you how to prepare pasta, but it really doesn't talk about any of this stuff. Nobody really talks about this stuff. We don't want to talk about this stuff. It's hidden away. Families suffer with it. They don't talk about it. I know from 30 years of doing this, that's what happens. The guilt levels are high. The emotional levels, nerves are frayed. It's a women's issue. Although men also provide assistance, female caregivers may spend as much as 50% more time providing care than male caregivers. That has been my experience. Almost all caregivers I deal with are women. Yes, there are men. There are men who take care of their mom or their whoever, but not nearly as many as women. I can sit in a room with two sisters and a son, and I can almost bet you that 90% of the time it will be the sisters taking care of mom and dad. The son wants to be involved, but he's not providing the actual care. That's one of the reasons I'm doing these workshops on the 17th and the 19th for women only. Somebody said to me, well, why don't you want the husbands coming? Because they'll dominate the conversation. I want the people coming who are actually performing the work so that they're free to talk and ask questions. I know what you're doing. I know what you're going through. I've seen it. I understand it. It's harder to talk when somebody doesn't really understand what it is you're going through trying to take care of someone. The isolation, the stress, the fatigue, all of that kind of stuff. So my workshops on the 17th and the 19th are for women only. My workshop on the 10th is for men and women. I want women to have able to have a free exchange of ideas and to ask me real questions that come without somebody challenging it. It's also really hard, and that's not in the statistics anywhere, it's really hard when the other members of the family are not here. So I'll hear all the time from the caregiver who's here taking care of mom, and her brother and sister who live in Ohio don't understand what the problem is. Because when they talk to mom for 10 minutes on the phone, everything's fine. Mom may ask the same silly questions all the time, but she seems fine to me. They don't understand what's going on the other 23 and a half hours of the day, 7 days a week. The paid long-term care workforce is also overwhelmingly female. Almost 90% of nursing, psychiatric, and home care aides are women. I want to read from my newsletter because it says it better than I could read. The point is this. Our society at large doesn't seem to realize it, but long-term care is largely a women's issue. We don't talk about it. We talk about all kinds of the other stuff. We don't talk about it when it comes to our families. We don't talk about it. And it remains unconscionably expensive for most families. And the need for it often arises suddenly as opposed to gradually. And then who do we almost always look for to? The daughter in the family, the granddaughter in the family, the sister in the family, whoever it is. To whom might you have to start providing care if they were to suffer a major fall or a stroke or lose their mental competence? Who in your family is at risk? And who's going to take care of them? Who's going to care for you? If you're that 75-year-old man or woman listening to me right now, who's going to care for you? How is that care going to be paid for? They're really important questions. So I want you to write this down. On Saturday, August the 10th, that's this coming Saturday, at 10 o'clock, I'll be doing a free workshop. It's for men and women. Husbands and wives, bring the kids. It's for men and women. So write that down. Then I want you to write this down. On Saturday, August 17th, that's the following Saturday, 2 weeks from now, at 10 in the morning and 11:15 in the morning, they'll be 1 hour long. At my office in Sacramento, I'll send you a ticket. The tickets will have all the information on it. I'll be doing a workshop on Saturday, two sessions. They're both the same. You don't have to attend both. And they're for women only. If only one woman shows up, I'll be happy. I hope more show up. I hope more women take this seriously and understand the opportunity that we have here and that I'm giving you to do something really, really unique. So on August the 10th at 10 o'clock, that workshop's for men and women. On August the 17th at 10 and 11 and 15, those two workshops are for women only. Both, all of these are limited to 12 people because I only have 12 seats. I don't have 30 seats. And then I'm doing, again, at 6 o'clock Monday evening, the 19th, because it's still daylight savings time. So a daughter who works during the day or who works on Saturday or a mom who can't get away but would like to bring her daughter, on the 19th at 6 o'clock, I'll be doing a workshop, again, for women only. So you have four chances to deal with. I've given you a ton of statistics. You can believe them or not believe them. But understand this. They're true. And I've been seeing this stuff for 25 years. And it's real. And it impacts women disproportionately to men. It's a women's issue. And if you want to be prepared, then you should be at one of the workshops. Why would a husband and wife both come on the 10th? Because women, you're probably going to be the caregiver for your husband. It's just as simple as that. You're going to be the caregiver for your husband. Daughters, bring your dad along because you're going to be his caregiver. That's on the 10th. And then on the 17th at 10 and 11, those are for women only. And when I say women only, I'm not kidding. If you want to drive mom there and you're the son, fine, but you can't come to the workshop. Because I'm going to be talking about it as a woman's issue. And then on the 19th at 6 o'clock, that will also be for women only. All those workshops, all of my workshops last about an hour, and they are free. That alone is staggering. Now, how do you sign up? It's simple. You can call me, 800-999-8007. Write it down. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Yes, even if you're in Sacramento, you call the 800 number. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website and you can cruise around my website. And you can scroll down and you can find the sign-up pages for all these workshops. And you can sign up for one of the workshops online. You know, there's a lot of naysayers out there. I read you some at the very, very beginning. People will tell you, you can't do this. You can't get help. There's no way for you to plan for it. You just have to hope it doesn't happen to you. And it's not true. It's simply not true. That's why I started out with the people, you know, saying things on, you're going to lose everything. It's not true. You can do this. You can provide for care. You can think this through. You can understand what's coming and what's going to be required of you. You need to understand if you're the daughter or the wife that you're the likely caregiver. You need to understand what your obligations are going to be and what authorities you're going to have and what's going to be given to you and what tools are there for you to deal with what's coming. I don't believe anybody else is talking about this. I'm going to start, and whatever time I have left on the air, I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm going to talk about it more and more and more and more and more. And I'm going to start talking about it on my website more and on my Facebook page more, because I just think it's a hugely important issue. So don't miss out on the workshops this coming Saturday the 10th for men and women, 10 o'clock, my office. You can sign up online or by calling me. On the 17th, two workshops, one at 10, one at 11:15 for women only, and then one on the 19th at 6 o'clock p.m. for women only. Again, you can call to make reservations, or you can go online at assetsandaging.com. You have a chance to make a real difference in your life and the life of your family. Don't miss out on this most important opportunity. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or assetsandaging.com. Don't forget to share this with a friend. They can go to my website. If they weren't up this morning, they can go to my website and listen to this show. If they're a woman, if they're a daughter, if they're whoever they are, they need to hear what we talked about today. So share this radio program with somebody. Get them to my website, assetsandaging.com, and they can listen to it there. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you found it worthwhile. It's what I do, is try to bring people information that helps them. We'll see you here again next week, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, or at my workshop.